Step 4. Аудиозапись номер 46 к заданию 1. Listen to what four people say about some problems of the modern world and do the task from your textbook. Speaker 1.
It's common knowledge that there are countries and areas which suffer from hunger. The world still remembers the year 1984, when hunger killed at least 800,000 people in Ethiopia, and it is only one of many examples. I think that this problem can be solved only with the help of the international community. Only cooperating people can relieve the crisis of hunger. International organizations, such as the United Nations Children's Fund, the United Nations Development Programme and others, play an important role in helping the population of the areas where hunger strikes. But they can't do much without the support of governments and voluntary organizations.
Speaker 2. As I see it, the worst threats are threats to the environment. Probably one of the greatest shocks of the late 20th century was the discovery of the fact that the world's environment can be so easily destroyed. It is possible that our children will see large mammals, elephants or bisons only in zoos or in films. The tropical rainforests are disappearing fast. The ozone layer, which protects us from harmful radiation, is being decreasing. I can't help feeling worried about these processes. Speaker 3.
My concern is global warming. You know that average temperatures on Earth have been rising. Some scientists even speak about a catastrophic rise in temperature, an increase of 4.5 degrees centigrade by the year 2050. Atmospheric warming will result in new migrations of plant and animal species. The traditional pattern of agriculture will have to be changed too. That is to say nothing of the danger of floods. As it is expected, large areas of surface may soon turn out to be covered with water. This problem can be solved only if the world industries take upon themselves the responsibility for this situation and if green politics becomes an element of modern society.
Speaker 4.
I believe that one of very real threats to the future is the fast growth of population. There's a strong tendency for the population of poorer countries to increase faster than the population of more developed countries. The thing is that poor countries don't have advanced agricultural technologies. As a result, they need big families with more working hands on their fields. Some part of people move from the countryside to town, where they often can't find jobs. So the growth of population in such places and their being poor are closely connected. Scientists believe that there will be about 10 billion people on planet Earth by the year 2050. They will all need food, good drinking water, houses, jobs, and much more than that. Isn't it a real problem?